Hi.
She already knows what I'm about to do, and she's like 50% into it, 50% off it.
I don't know.
You're going to be into it when I tell you. You're going to be into it when I tell you. So, because in the group, which if you're not there, it's All Aussie Mystery Hour on Facebook. Find us, join. We're fun in there.
There's 8,000 people in there. It's really fun and crowded.
Even though Josie sounds like dead inside, it actually is really fun and crowded. But the other week I put in a book recommendation, a stale book recommendation that I thought was brilliant, frankly. It's called The Outsider. Forgot who it's by. I think it's Penelope Williamson.
Sounds made up.
Yeah, it sounds made up. I don't think that was real, but who knows? And the point is, everyone shat all over me for it and said that it was too stale and only geriatrics would read it. And did I need a pensioner's card?
And it was truck stop font on the front of the book. It was, to be fair.
And I wanted to do a big fuck you to all of you and force you all to listen. Force you, because you now I'm going to stand there and make you listen to this.
Well, I feel like I'm being forced at this point.
Josie, really? I just forced Josie.
One foot out the door, and Mel was like, I'm going to do this for 5 minutes. I'm like, really? 5 minutes of my precious time?
I'm sorry.
Continue.
Well, look, we're 1 minute 18 in. I'm going to get this done before 5 minutes is up. I'm going to tell you guys the plot. I'm going to convince you to read this book. That we're not being paid for this, obviously, because I think the person who wrote it is dead.
He's dead.
I don't even know. You can't even buy this book like on like Dimmicks or anything. Like, I don't think it is anywhere. You have to get it off Amazon America or some
Christ.
Shit. I did that because it's that good. So I first read it when I was in year 10 because a friend of mine lent it to me, which was far too early for the complexities of the plot and the emotional energy of the book, you know, essentially. So it's this woman, right? So she's like
Rachel.
Either a Mormon or Amish, I'm not sure. And I don't know if they're the same thing either.
I thought she was Amish.
I think she's
That's
Amish.
That's way sexier.
Okay. Yeah, Josie thinks that the Amish are sexy, which they are.
Yeah, because they've got that whole forbidden lifestyle.
And they wear the nice suits and the cute dresses. Yeah. And they go around on the rickshaw thing. And it's not a rickshaw. It's like a wagon.
It's a little wagon.
Put your little things in it. That's only a joke.
They park their wagons at the, like, Bottle-O.
Yes.
I've seen it.
And, like, sell dessert cakes.
I love their cakes and cookies.
Same. That's an aside.
Okay, so
the
point is, Amish.
She's Amish or Mormon or the same thing. And she has a kid and, like, her husband has passed and she's got this little kid. And then she, like, lives on a farm and, like, you know, does her little farm life. And her, I think her dad is around and, like, helps a little bit because her husband's passed on. And then this, like, dark, mysterious outsider turns up because it's called The Outsider, right?
Yes.
So he turns up and he's not a Mormon and he's not Amish. He's just like
a normal
he's
person.
Like a drifter, like a sexy, like a Ned Kelly vibe, you know? And he turns up and he's like, hey. And then I think he needs a place to stay maybe, but I can't remember. Like, I can't remember a lot about the plot, but I'm sort of see how we go.
Great
here.
Great recommendation.
So he turns up and then he's like, standing up is good, right? Because it's like I can move my hands around. Not that you guys can see that, but it's a vibe for me. So he's like, so obviously because the community is very like tightly knit and like everyone
sheltered.
Knows everything. People are like,
Who's
why
that?
Is there a weird man staying with Rachel? That's really inappropriate.
Yes, because she's a widow.
Widow. And so then she's kind of a bit outsidered, sort
she's
of.
Shunned.
Yeah, she's shunned a little
from
bit.
From society.
And then I can't remember a lot. I feel like there was something to do with like some bad guys that are like roaming around looking for him.
So he's in hiding.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
And you think, but you're not sure that it's also the same movie starring Harrison Ford called Witness, where he's witness to crime.
Yes.
And he does go into hiding.
Yes.
And he is a hot stranger.
Yes.
And he does fuck the Amish lady.
Yes. And in this book, spoiler alert, The Outsider does fuck the Amish lady.
Yes.
So I think they're the same, but then it's also like because I've seen the movie and read the book a long time ago, I think I'm blurring plot lines
Maybe
together.
Penelope Williamson just fucking plagiarized the movie.
I need to know what date the movie was out versus the book now.
Can't you just Google the movie and see if it's based on the book?
I could. I'm going to do that. I've got 20 seconds left.
Okay.
So that's it. So fuck you all because when I'm annoyed, I'm just going to record 5 minute
rants about
and vice versa. Okay. Aren't we, Josie?
Well, I'll read it if you've still got a copy.
I do. I'll lend it to you over your mat leave. See ya.
See ya.